Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to Yeast Radio. Well, I hope you've all listened to that wonderful podcast that Adam Curry made with me in it. I haven't heard it yet, but I can't wait to. Well, I am so excited to tell you that I'm in my therapist's office today, and I've encouraged my therapist to allow me to have my therapy session on the internet today. Dr. Thorek, welcome. Welcome, Dr. Thorek.
Thank you, Marge. Thank you.
Dr. Thorek is a well-renowned and well-rounded therapist all the way from Nazi Germany. All right, let's settle
That's
in.
Not true, Madge. It's not Nazi Germany.
Oh,
it's
give me
Deutschland.
A break. You're just as bad as that Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, please. He was Austrian.
Oh, come on. And what kind of... How can they even talk about this man being president when his name is Schwarzenegger? That's horribly redundant and racist. Okay, so... Let's sit down.
Madge.
Do you want me to sit down here or what?
Why don't, wherever you are comfortable.
Where I'm comfortable? Probably at home with a pint of Haagen-Dazs. Oh, I don't know if I can handle this, Dr. Thorek. Are you sure it's the right thing?
Oh, yeah, Marge. Remember, like we discussed last week, if you feel like you're stuck in a terrible mental place and you cannot get out, remember your special place. What was your special place, Marge?
Oh, yes, laying out on that nice hot sand on Rockaway Beach. Like when I was a child and me and my family would go spend the entire day there and then we'd go pick up some fried chicken and have a picnic on the beach after all the other people had left. Rockaway, Dr. Thorek, that's my safe place.
Good, Marge. Now remember, and this is very important, if you should find yourself very disturbed or you cannot handle the situation anymore, just think to yourself, safe place, and then visualize yourself at the beach on that nice hot sand with not a care in the world.
But what about all the jellyfish and the sand crabs?
Never mind then. Let's get going. I'm going to ask you some questions about that most troubling event that you made reference to in last week's session. And then I'm going to stick my penis in your vagina and... Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's my 3 o'clock appointment. Let's see. Where were we?
We were talking about sand crabs, Dr. Thorek.
Sand crabs? What about sand crabs?
They were in my special place.
Gott in Himmel! That must have hurt.
Oh, I remember. You were going to start asking me questions about that troubling event from my sordid past.
Right you are, Madge. So, I'm going to ask you questions, and I want you to answer them. Then I will either tell you to focus on something specific, and when I do, I'm going to wave my hand back and forth like so. Back and forth.
What's the purpose of that, Doctor?
Well, you see, Madge, traumatic memories are not processed the way normal memories are processed. Normal, non-traumatic memories are processed by your dreams at night during REM sleep. But traumatic memories, Madge, traumatic memories do not get processed. Instead, they remain in a state of limbo, causing you to be a huge mess for the rest of your life.
Well, that explains everything, Doctor.
Yes, Madge. So you see, by moving my hand back and forth, I'm going to stimulate REM sleep, thus tricking your subconscious into processing these traumatic memories and putting them to rest finally, making you a whole again.
Oh, let's get started, Dr. Thorek. I think I'm ready now.
Madge, I want you to think about that terrible memory from your past. I want you to imagine it happening in your mind. Visualize it, Madge. Visualize it.
Oh, it hurts, Dr. Thorek. It hurts.
Come on, Madge. You can do it. Tell me what you see, Madge.
Oh, I'm at the opera house. Maria Callas is walking on stage.
Good. Madge, now focus on that and watch my hand. Now breathe deep. Now, Madge, go to the opera. What is Maria Callas doing, Madge?
Oh, no, it's too much. I can't stand it. No, no, no. Oh, she's getting ready to sing. She's getting ready to sing that big famous aria from Norma. No, no, I don't want to do it. I can't hear it. No, no, not that. Oh,
Madge, Madge, it's okay. Remember your special place. The special place, Madge. Think about the nice warm sands. The beach, Rockaway Beach, will not care in the world.
And the fried chicken? Eating all that goddamn fried chicken and having to watch my mother suck every last bit of marrow out of every single fucking chicken bone. Sucking on the bones like a dog sucks on my pussy when it's covered in peanut butter. That's what you call a safe place? Ah! Oh, Colonel.
Good, Marge. You found it. You're on the beach. It's relaxing. The sand is warm, and you feel like you're floating on the air. The hot air.
Madge? Who the fuck's Madge?
Madge Weinstein is to whom I'm referring. What is your name, sir?
Oh, I hate that cow. My name is Dr. Thorek, and I like to eat ass.
That's odd. My name is Dr. Thorek as well. Pleased to meet you, Dr. Thorek.
El gusto es mio. Dr. Thorek, will you fuck my hole?
No, thank you, Dr. Thorek. You are a promiscuous shot, it seems.
Listen, I just need my whorehole fucked, Dr. Thorek, and you're the man to do it. Fuck my hole with your most extraordinarily pugnacious and, dare I say, large penis-scrotal rafe, Dr. Thorek.
I most certainly will not, Dr. Thorek. I really want to talk to Madge. Dr. Thorek, can you please see if you can locate her? We have some unfinished business.
Oh, George, you're such a little boy. I love you.
Madge?
I hate Madge. She just screams and screams. Madge is a bad baby. A very bad little baby girl.
Oh, I see. So what are you doing with Madge? Are you going to punish Madge for being a bad baby?
Madge has too many holes, so I'm going to sew them up. That'll teach the little monster. I'll sew up her holes. Why did I do it? Where did it get me?
Madge? Are you there, Madge? It's me, Dr. Thorek.
Mommy, can I go next door and play with Madge? I want to play with Madge's teacups, Mommy. Please let me go to the next door and play with Madge. I'll be good, I promise. What do you mean you hear her screaming, Mommy? Why would Madge be screaming, Mommy? No, that can't be, Mommy. No! Nobody uses button hooks to tie shoes anymore! Oh, please, Mommy, no, Mommy, please don't tie me up and put me in the habit trail, Mommy. I'll be a good girl, I promise. Please, Mommy, don't.
Scrapbooks full of me in the background. Give them love, and what does it get you? Just a little bit longer, Madge. Hold your gefilte fish, Madge. Hold your gefilte fish.
Please, Mommy. Please let me go to the bathroom. I can't hold it in anymore.
Uh-oh. How dare you shit all over your beautiful oriental rug. I'll show you, your little monster. I'll teach you to shit while Mommy's playing the piano.
No, Mommy, no. I'll be good. I promise not to have an accident the next time you put gefilte fish inside of me and then play the piano. Just take me down, Mommy. Please, Mommy. Please, Mommy.
All your life, and what does it get you? Thanks a lot, and out with the garbage. They take bows, and you're batting zero.
Madge? Is that you, Madge? Madge, you don't have to speak. I just want you to watch my hand. Watch my hand, Madge. Madge, I want to have a little picnic with you. I want you to come and bring all your friends. Bring all of your friends to the picnic, Madge. All of your friends are going to meet each other for the very first time. Madge, isn't that wonderful?
It was an evil spirit. May it fall into the river. May it sink into the earth. What a dark and horrible dream. And to think it was brought on by that butcher.
Watch my hand. Everyone, watch my hand.
Will you fuck my hole? Well, there you go again.
I like Madge. I think she's sweet and wears pretty dresses.
You're my knight in shining armor.
Fuck it, Dr. Thoric. Fuck it and suck it, Dr. Thoric. You know you want it, Dr. Thoric.
Well, someone tell me, when is it my turn? Don't I get a dream for myself? Starting now, it's gonna be my turn. Gangway worlds, get off of my runway. Starting now, I bat 1,000 this time. Boys, I'm taking the bows. And everything's coming up, Madge. Everything's coming up, Weinstein. Everything's coming up, Weinstein. This time for me.
Oh, Madge, I never meant to sew your vagina closed or put gefilte fish inside of your rectum. I was just being the best mother I knew how to be. I did the best I could.
For me.
Oh, Dr. Thoric. Oh, how are you, Dr. Thoric? Are you ready to start our therapy session? What were we going to talk about? I forget. Why am I even in therapy? I feel so happy and well-adjusted. I feel terrific, Dr. Thoric. Say, Dr. Thoric, would you like to share a Luna Bar with me?
Why, I would be honored to share a Luna Bar with you, Madge. Why don't you read the dedication first?
Oh, great idea, Dr. Thoric. Dear Mom, I finally remember the beautiful song that you used to play on the piano when you made me hold on to the gefilte fish that you stuffed inside of my rectum. It was the great aria from the opera Norma, Casta Diva, Divine Goddess. Oh, Mom, you were a real bitch, but I love you anyway. Love, Madge, a woman of Luna.